Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 150, stanzas 1 through 4. O God, give thou ear to my plea, and hide not thyself from my cry. O hearken and answer thou me, as restless and weary I sigh. 1 through 4 of Psalter 150. Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in Psalm 42. Psalm 42, but first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, dead and buried, He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 42. To the chief musician Mashgil for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember Thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of Thy waterspouts. All Thy waves and Thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord, Thy servant did cry to Thee. He needed Thee. He could not do, he could not remain without Thee. It was the burden of his heart and of his life. And when thou didst not answer him, then he continued to cry, though Satan did come against him, though every enemy came against him. Even within thy church there were those that sought his life, yet his cry was unto thee, and thou didst hear his cry. Lord, look upon us and our children also. Oh, that thou would give us also to cry to thee, that we also may receive that same need, that same desire, that same love of thy servant, and that our cry also may be heard on high, and that thou may have respect unto that cry, because of thine only begotten Son. Lord, he also cried, and was without answer. Wilt thou give that we may be found in him, that in all his mediatorial labors, that we may be cleansed, and that we may receive that righteousness applied unto us, which he did bring forth. Lord, wilt thou look on each and every one of us, and we have of ourselves no desire, we have of ourselves no need, and we can do well enough without thee, and that we can leave thee so in thy place, with our form of religion, that we can quiet our conscience. And so we are able to continue dead in trespasses and sins under the warnings of thy holy word. Lord, we need to be awakened. We need to be born again. We need to be converted. This we ask of thee. And thou whose ear is not heavy that it cannot hear, And thou whose arm is not short and that it cannot save. Thou who didst sit and eat with publicans and with sinners. And thou who came to give thyself for the rebellious also. Oh, that thou may also apply that work in our days unto us and unto our dear children. Give then life in our poor dead souls. Give light in all our darkness. Give desire in all our sloth. Give a hunger and a thirst after thee. Remember each one of thy own church. Oh, restore it when it has gone away. And wilt thou give that they also and may be brought with weepings and supplications. Lord, instruct us all together, especially when we may be together in thy house of prayer. Lord, it is thy own institution on thy own day. It is thy own work. It is thy own people. It is thy own Son. Oh, that thou may own it then, if feelingly and believingly in the midst of us as a congregation, and that thou may give the application, that it may be testified also in the midst of us, that thou art the God of the heavens and of the earth, but that thou art also the Redeemer of those who had a great debt, the Savior of those who are lost, the healer of those that are sick, and the life of those that are dead in sins and in trespasses. Lord, remember each of us in the needs of this life also. Wilt thou give that in every way in which we must have to go, that our eye may be upon thee, that we may desire even as thy servant of old, that thou may guide us, and that thou may direct our paths. Lord, that our trust may be laid in thee, and that our cry may be unto thee, that we may lose all our trust and our hope and expectation from the side of men, that thy name may be glorified and honored. Wilt thou look upon us as a congregation, that thy kingdom may come, that it may be built up and strengthened in the midst of us, even also from the rising generation, when the institutions of thy word may be administered in the midst of us continually. Lord, may thou give that they may also continue in the time that is before us, when Satan is laboring to bring thy church and also the outward institutions to an end. And when we see about us the forces and the efforts to even bring to a close all that worships thee. Lord, wilt thou put his devices to shame? And may thou remember then our government and all those that rule and reign over us. Cause their hearts to turn to thee. And wilt thou work with might and with power, that they also may bring thy name to the foreground when they are discussing the laws of this country, and that also even in those offices where in this day thy name that is put away, that it may come there once again. Oh, give us men who may fear thy name, to make decisions for our country. And wilt thou look upon those that rule and judge us also? Wilt thou give a right judgment, that the guilty may be punished and that the innocent may be acquitted? May thou thyself look upon all those that are oppressed wrongly. Lord, wilt thou look on all those that do fight battles in other lands? May thou be on the right and on the left of each and every one of them, when they are also there in our behalf, and when their lives are in great danger, moment by moment. Lord, wilt thou remember them? And we have heard also that there is one in our own midst in this day that is to go very soon far away from loved ones and family, that he also may be stationed to keep the peace of the land. But Lord, when the dangers are about him moment by moment, that we may be given also to remember him, but that thou may also remember him. Lord, give him with all the rest together to find a refuge in thee, to place their trust in thee, that they may need thee, and that they may be protected from all harm, and that they may be brought back once again to their own families and to their loved ones at thy appointed time. Do put away the devices of Satan to bring war and death in this world. May thou bring thy name in which thou dost declare peace on earth, even to the ends of the world. Lord, may thou give us an impression that the ends of the world, they are coming fast upon us, and that it is a day that hastens onward because we have made ourselves as a world ripe for judgment. that we may be given to hasten for the sake of our life. Do remember our children and the teachers and principals in our own school and all those that labor for them. May thou grant them help, strength, and the fear of thy name in truth, that it may be for the edification of our young people, that it may be for the upbuilding of thy church amongst us. Lord, remember all that are distressed in this world, those that are hungry, those that are homeless, those that have other distresses, those who may not gather together on thy day, that are prohibited to read thy word. Lord, may thou thyself cause these distresses to bring them to cry to thee, that they may also know that thou livest and hearest, that thy name may be glorified. Wilt thou go with us further also? Remember all thy servants. Lord, may thou send more servants into thy vineyard, those that are truly converted and called and sent forth by thee. Could it be even in the months that lie before us, when in some time the curatorium will meet once again, Lord, that thou may gladden us with thy deeds, and that thou may look upon thy church, that there may also be those who cannot stay away, and that must go forth to bring thy word. Oh, that thou would do it, Lord, that thou may work it and not men, and that so it may receive also thy blessing. Wilt thou help us in this afternoon to bring thy word once again? Lord, be thou in the midst of us and show thy presence in the working of many hearts, that souls may be born again, that desire may be planted within, that thy name may by beginnings here below, but eternally and perfectly receive all the honor and glory. Do forgive and take away all our iniquities for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 368, stanzas 1 through 5. Arise, O Lord our God, arise and enter now into thy rest. O let this house be thy abode forever, with thy presence blessed. The last collection today is for our school, stanzas 1 through 5 of Psalter 368. Congregation, what an awful thing that David had to experience when he was chased as a partridge upon the mountains, even by his own king Saul. There was for him no place safe. There he had to leave the comforts of house and of home. But what we read was the complaint of David. There was not a complaint about all that he had to miss, the peace and the comforts that are of this life. But he complains about the missing of the felt presence of the Lord. We have also read here together, as the heart panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Is that also now what is in the first place lying in our hearts? And is that then also what we do miss in that first place? It was not only for God himself, but David also misses, we read here, the house of God. For we read, when shall I come and appear before God? When shall I come to thy house once again? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Thus his mind, his thoughts, they go to the past, when he may go up to that house of God, and when he may rejoice to go up to that house of the Lord. And then it was taken away from him. Congregation, how many times do we not need something to be taken away from us before we appreciate that blessing which we have had in our life? And that can so very well be for us, because Satan is making his attempts. You say we live in a free land. That is one of the foundations. A congregation, Satan is busy. And it is not so hard to see the day when it will come also in our midst, as it is even in many other places in the world at this moment. That men are not free anymore even to gather in that house of God. What would then be our longing? There is a people that have a love for the institutions of the Lord. There is a people who have a love for his day, that have a love for everything that has to do with him, that have a love for coming up here unto the house of God, not because they may then see their friends, young people. But why? The psalmist says that I may behold the beauty of the Lord, and that I may inquire in his temple. Thus, that has everything to do with that desire after the Lord himself. God's command in the fourth commandment, that is, that we do keep that Sabbath day holy. But then the Lord will not have slaves in his service, but the Lord will have a willing people in the day of his power. Thus, it will not be a burdensome service then to us, but it will be the joy and it will be the delight of our heart. We wish to consider something of this with you in this morning, in this afternoon, out of Lord's Day 38, question 103. But first we will read once again the fourth commandment. The fourth commandment, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Lord's Day 38, question 103. What doth God require in the fourth commandment? First, that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained, and that I, especially on the Sabbath, that is, on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God to hear his word, to use the sacraments, publicly to call upon the Lord and contribute to the relief of the poor as becomes a Christian. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by his Holy Spirit in me, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. So for our Lord's Day, the Sabbath day. First, the author of the Sabbath. Second, the keeping of the Sabbath. Third, the blessed instruction of the Sabbath. The Sabbath day, the author of the Sabbath, the keeping of the Sabbath, and the blessed instruction of the Sabbath day. When congregation was the Sabbath day instituted, that was already in our creation, because we read that God rested on the seventh day, and in that way that he has hallowed that day. He did not rest, boys and girls, because it was a necessity. He did not rest because he was tired. No, we must rest often because we are tired, but the Lord never becomes tired. And so there was a very special reason that the Lord did not do any work on the Sabbath day. That was not because he was tired, but it was because he wanted to set that day apart, that he desired to make that Sabbath day a special day. But is that Sabbath day also a special day for you? Maybe that you are happy when the Sabbath day is over, because then you can go once again to your play. But we hope that the Sabbath day will one day become for you the most longed for day in your life. The Lord has commanded a rest on the a Sabbath day. When the Lord himself rested, then he has given the foundation for the rest which he has commanded unto us on that day. We see that that Sabbath day was set apart by him. He is the creator of this world, and as the creator of the world, he has a right to do with this world also with our time, just as He pleases, then He has a right to demand what He will and when He will from every one of His creatures. And there is no man that has a right to do with the Sabbath as he wills himself, because man is his creature and man is called unto obedience. It is not the institution of man, but the Sabbath that is the institution of the Lord. And thus, to transgress the Sabbath day, that is to rebel. That is not to rebel against men, but that is to rebel directly against the Lord. It has not only to do with our neighbor, but it belongs unto the first table of the law, that table of the law which has to do with love unto God. And therefore, what a daring boldness, and that it is when we desecrate that holy Sabbath day. And your congregation, if we take a look in our own nation and see how that from the highest places, even in our government, that there is so little regard for God and for His Sabbath day, then must we not say that we are rebellious creatures and provokers of the anger of the Lord? Thus we have also an institution in this area that does seek to promote the Sabbath day even amongst our community. A congregation, then we must ask, how is it also with ourselves? Ourselves who are supposed to know better. Then do we also provoke the Lord by what we are doing or not doing upon His holy day? Listen for a moment to that strictness wherewith the Lord Himself is guarding His holy day, the transgression of this commandment that was punishable by death itself. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest. Holy to the Lord, whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. We actually can read that in the Word of God, how that the Lord has carried this out in the case amongst His own children. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks on the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus, it is no light matter to the Lord that we transgress His holy day. The Lord who has given man life, the Lord who protects that precious life of man, then He Himself in the Old Testament has ordered that that life would actually be cut off because of the transgression of His holy day. Thus it was carried out we should not think, because that the Lord has mitigated that punishment in the New Testament, that the Lord has taken away from his requirement of that holiness of that Sabbath day. We mentioned this morning that Peter says that there shall come in the last days a scoffers. And the Lord, and then he, Paul, Peter is speaking afterwards how that the Lord in the days of Noah did wait 120 years. That the Lord did bear so long with the wickedness of the people. But after those 120 years, then the Lord has shown that there was nothing taken away from his holiness and from his justice and from his threatenings because of his long suffering. Because he has waited, because he has borne so long with the sins of the people. Therefore, Solomon says that because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is set in them, fully set in them, to do evil. And we think because the Lord has not yet punished, that the Lord is not going to punish at all. Therefore, may the Lord give, not only in our nation, but may the Lord give also to us and to our children a deep impression of his holiness and of his requirement also concerning that Sabbath day. Also the day of the commemoration of the Sabbath that is regulated, that is governed, that is established by the Lord himself. It is not up to man that he may have a Sabbath on any day of the week that he pleases. We read in Genesis that the Lord has set the seventh day apart and hallowed that Sabbath day for the children of Israel. Thus, that was for them on the last day of the week. And yet today, we do not commemorate the last day, but we commemorate the first day of the week. Why is that? That is also by the establishment of the Lord himself. What did the Lord Jesus say? He said that he also is Lord of the Sabbath. We know that in the time of the Old Testament, then the children of Israel, they were looking forward to that coming of the Messiah of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the time of the New Testament, then there is a church that is looking back upon the coming of that mediator. On that first day of the week, the Lord Jesus has arisen from the dead. On that first day of the week, the Lord Jesus was pleased to appear unto his disciples. Thus he has sanctioned that day as a holy day. In the Old Testament, on the seventh day, then there was a remembrance of what? There was a remembrance of the creation of the Lord. But in the New Testament, that Sabbath has received for the church of God a new meaning. Then that Sabbath that is looking upon the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is not looking upon the bringing forth of life in this world, in the creation, but that is looking at that spiritual life that was brought about by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Thus, not a Sabbath that has to do with the creation of the world, but a Sabbath that has to do with the living church of God. And it is for this reason that we can read in the Word of God that the apostles are gathering on that first day of the week. We read that they gathered on that day in order to break bread. Do you know what that was, boys and girls? To break bread, that was the Lord's Supper. You know that that is done on the Sabbath day. And that is where we read that the Apostle Paul has also preached unto the people on that day. Thus, we read it there in the book of Acts, but also in other places. And then we can read that it has been the practice of the apostolic church, but also the church which followed the apostles, and then even to the present day, to meet, to gather on that first day of the week. And therefore, it is to be considered the establishment of the Lord Himself. And now it is that Sabbath day that the Lord is commanding us to keep. What does that mean? And we consider that in our second thought, and we hear, even by the prophet Isaiah, what that means. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So the Lord speaks unto his own people. And we have read, congregation, that commandment together. What does it speak of? It speaks of thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and thy cattle and the stranger which is within thy gates. Thus, to whom is the Lord speaking? Thus, the Lord is speaking there to those who are in authority. The authority in the household, the father, and then he speaks about the son and the daughter, and so on. Thus, the Lord is speaking in the first place to the authorities, that it is their responsibility, that they shall be accountable in the first place for the keeping of the Sabbath day within their jurisdiction. A father within his own family, a consistory within his own their own church, the governors within their own land. That is the accountability that will be required of the Lord concerning his Sabbath day. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Thus, the Sabbath, the fourth commandment speaks not only about rest, but it also speaks about work. then it is a command also to labor. That is, to labor diligently, to labor faithfully in that calling that the Lord has placed us in this world. That is why Paul says that if any should not work, neither should he eat. That is why Solomon says that drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. The Lord has given us bodies, health, strength, that we may labor diligently. But we read on the Sabbath, thou shalt do no manner of work. Thus, our earthly calling is to be laid aside on that Sabbath day. Then Israel was not to do on that day what they were commanded to do every other day of that week, that was to gather sticks and to gather their manna. Not as though works of necessity may not be done, because we know that we need to eat, and also our cattle, they need to eat, and there are plants, little plants that need to be fed also sometimes. We know that there are works of mercy in this world, and they do not cease also on the Sabbath day. No, it is not as if works of mercy and works of necessity may not be done. But congregation, it is also that we are not to spend that Sabbath day in our own leisure, in our own pleasure in this world. What did we read together? The Lord says to turn thy foot away from doing thine own pleasure and thy own ways. Boys and girls, do not ask then your mother and father if you may go and ride your bicycle on the Sunday, or if you may go outside and play with your friends on the Sunday, even as you do on the other days. No, you may have a little brother or a little sister. They do not understand what is in God's house, and they are not able to understand even a Bible story yet. And you say, yes, then they must play. But when you have gone to school already, and when you have learned to read, and then there is also something else that you may do on the Sabbath day. Because why is it that you learn to read? That is not so that you may read all the books in this world, but that is especially that you may be able to read the Holy Word of God. And then there are so many books that also you may read that are based on that Holy Word of God. Maybe you may even ask sometimes your mother or your father if they may tell something to you on that Sabbath day, if they may speak about something of the work of the Lord in their own heart or in the hearts of others upon that Sabbath day. Because what else did we read? Then we read here that we should not even be speaking our own words. How is that, young people? When we are now finished in this afternoon, and when we go to our homes, then what is our conversation in the rest of the day? Then are we speaking about those things that have taken place in the past week? Or are we speaking about those things that we are looking forward to once again in that week that is before us? All that has not to do with the eternal welfare of your soul. And there is but one day that the Lord is requiring of us, and that we put everything aside that has to do with this life. Why? That we may think, that we may meditate upon those things that have to do with another life. And I know that by nature that does not lie in our heart. By nature we cannot speak of those things, because really we have no desire for those things. But that is still no excuse. Then if we cannot speak about it, then take up a book and read about it, and go to your bedroom and pray about it, and ask the Lord if He may give you a blessing upon His Sabbath day. The Lord says that we ought to call that Sabbath day not a burden, but that we ought to call that Sabbath day a delight. Oh, ask the Lord then if He will make that Sabbath day a delight also unto you. The Sabbath, congregation, is not to be spent in sleep. Sleep that we have lost in that week that is behind us, as if we are not able to do anything on the Sabbath day anyway. And therefore, well, we might as well catch up on some sleep because, well, tomorrow and the week to come, that will also be very busy. There are things that are forbidden on the Sabbath day, yes. But there are also things that are required from us on the Sabbath day. And when one thing is forbidden, then we know of all those commandments that the opposite thing that is required of us. That is why our instructors, they say that especially on the Sabbath, that is on the day of rest, I diligently frequent the church of God to hear His word, to use the sacraments publicly, to call upon the name of the Lord and contribute to the relief of the poor as becomes a Christian. Thus, they speak about the Sabbath day not as a day of sleeping, but as a very busy day, a day that we are doing something. A day that we are busy not in the things of this world, but a day that we are busy in the things of the Lord. Because the Lord has commanded us to seek and to ask and to knock. And then He has set aside one day especially for us. And that He gives us the opportunity that we may seek and that we may ask and that we may knock. It is a day for the reading of the Holy Scriptures, not only for the children, but also for you young people and each one of us, and that which is based upon the Scriptures, that we may meditate on these things, that we may even perhaps speak together of these things, that we may sing together in our own families of all of these things. Congregation, what is going on? And fathers, especially, what is going on in our own homes on the Sabbath day? Is that then different from the other days of the week? Do our children know, do our children feel throughout the entire Sabbath day that this is not a weekday, that this is not a workday, but that this is a special day that is set aside by the Lord Himself? Is that a day that is a quiet day? Is that a day and that the telephone does not ring? And that we do not make that telephone ring in the houses of others? Is that a day that the computer is shut off, young people? Because it has come to our attention that there are also those, not necessarily among you, but those even within our own denomination that are communicating to one another over the computer on the Sabbath day. And that is for us shocking. Then, congregation, oh, how far that we have departed from that
keeping of that Sabbath day that is required of the Lord Himself. The Sabbath day is not, boys and girls and young people, that you may do your schoolwork, and that you were not able to do on the Saturday, on the Friday. No, it is a day that we are to put aside all of these things, our own labors, our own desires, our own conversation, that we may seek the Lord, and then not only in our homes, but we have read together so clearly also and especially in the house of God, that I especially on the Sabbath, and that is on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God. We cannot expect anything but the displeasure of the Lord when we are forsaking that house of God, when it is possible that we are able to come up under the reading and the preaching of that Word of God. Oh, as parents, that we have made such a serious vow in the baptizing of our children, and then we can be sure that when we are not concerned about the faithful attendance to the public worship services, that our children, they also will not be concerned with this. We do more with our actions. We show more in our deeds than we can ever get across to our children with our words. Congregation, one other thing. How is it when we will have a vacation in this world? And then there is also a Sabbath. And what are we doing on the Sabbath days when we think to go to relax in this place or that place in this world? And then that requirement of the Sabbath day is still there. And then we belong where? We belong not in some cottage or in some tent or in some other place. And that we say, well, we can read the Bible here and we can listen to a tape over there. No. No, the Lord requires us to be in His house. And thus, when it is at all possible, when it is not a required business that we be here or there, that makes it impossible for us to be in that house of God. Oh, then there are really plenty of places that we can go with our children. Places in the United States and in Canada, wherein the denomination still is, and that we may bring our children under that truth which we may believe is according to that Word of God. Our instructors speak here also about the ministry of the gospel and the schools being maintained. Do we also have an interest in this that speaks about, in the first place, not the school for the children, but it speaks in the first place about the theological school, that the ministry of the gospel, that is being maintained, that ministers are being educated, that may bring that gospel unto the people, thus that there may be men who are truly converted by God and who may bring that sound truth in the midst of the congregations? Or is it a burden to us that our own theological school that is closed, that there is not a single student who may be instructed to bring forth that Word of God? Oh, may it lay upon us as a responsibility, as a congregation, as a denomination, to maintain the schools and the ministry of the Word. And we cannot make servants of God. No, when we will try to make them, then it will be for nothing but the destruction of the true church of God. But then we have a work to do upon our knees. And who of us can say that we are not guilty also in this thing, that it is not enough of a burden unto us? But of course, where does that begin? That begins also with our own children. It begins with them, and therefore it is necessary that a consistory that is also making sure that there are good schools for our children, that they may be instructed in the truth. And then it is not the same thing when we will send our children to the public schools. No, and then we have to realize that there are philosophies being taught in which our children so imperceptibly are having ingrained in them the error of the devil, humanistic philosophies that are being taught in the midst of the public schools, and then our fathers are stressing also as belonging to that fourth commandment concerning the institution of the Lord of the Sabbath day, that the schools are maintained. Let us sing first from Psalter number 226. 226 stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord of hosts, I cry to Thee. To Thee I cry, our Father's God, to Thee. Let my petition reach Thy ear, my prayer accepted be. O God, our shield, look Thou on us. Reveal Thyself in grace, and let Thy own anointed one behold Thee face to face. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 226.
Our last thought, the blessed instruction of the Sabbath. The Sabbath, congregation, that is a day of rest. And that is, in a literal way, as we have heard, but it also has a very much deeper meaning and significance, and our instructors speak of this. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by His Holy Spirit in me, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. There really is in our hearts so much that is legal. Just as the Pharisees, the Lord Jesus says that you cleanse the outside of the cup, but within you remain so full of wickedness, and so we keep often the Sabbath. If we may keep it in all its strictness in an outward way, that is proper in itself. But congregation, that Sabbath day, that is speaking about rest. May we ever receive rest on the Sabbath day. On Good Friday, the Lord Jesus spoke, and He said, "It is finished." What was finished? His mediatorial work was finished. His suffering was finished. The price was finished. His passive obedience and also His active obedience, that is the fulfillment of that whole law of God on behalf of His church. He said, "It is finished." Then He was laid in the grave. And then He was resurrected out of that grave. On the Sabbath day, He arose. Why? For the justification of Himself and also of His people. There was no more work to do. That work was completely finished. The salvation for His church that was now bought. And in that resurrection, He has given an eternal rest for His people. That is why Paul says, "There remaineth therefore a rest unto the people of God." A rest. A rest because there is nothing more that is required on the side of that people to labor. He has accomplished everything. But how often does that true church of God really come to rest in His work? Sadly, that is not so very often. No, their heart too, that is tied to an old covenant. And that old covenant that says, work and work and work, then you must do this in order to live. But Paul says that he that is entered into His rest, he hath also ceased from his own works, as God did from His. That is what it means to enter into that rest, and that the Lord Jesus has bought for His church. And thus He is connecting that true spiritual rest to that rest of that blessed Sabbath day. Oh, sometimes, and then that church can receive a little glimpse of that rest on that Sabbath day.
Oh, and they may receive a little exercise of that true saving faith. When they may be given to see something of that blessed work of that Son of God, and how that He has completely paid that price also for themselves, then what a rest, then what a peace may be experienced in their own soul. But that rest is only by moments. A Sabbath that is only one day in a whole week. And the church does not dwell in their final resting place here below. But the Lord is giving but small tastes, small moments when they may experience something, a little something of what that true rest is. And then they must go on again. Then they must go on again in their pilgrimage. But that does not mean that they are called to go on again in their own works, to labor with their own righteousness, as if they must bring something of themselves that is of the old nature. But that is not of the Lord. But congregation, it will be a lifelong struggle. And when life is over, then the struggle shall be over. And then that little beginning that our fathers speak of here, that little beginning of that Sabbath day that shall end in an eternal rest. Or do we have a desire that we may also know something of that blessed rest, and that we also may be given to know that peace that passes all understanding? Then the Sabbath congregation has become our delight. The Lord says, remember it. Remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy. Why? In the creation. That was that we may worship and serve our Maker, our Creator. How different that became in our fall. So that it no longer lies in our hearts. But now by regeneration. Then what is it becoming? Or it is again in its beginnings, but in its essence, that new desire is planted once again. And so that is coming by that new life. Think only of David, think only of Solomon, and their desire and their love for the blessed house of the Lord. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for that living God. Oh, they are laborers. They are laborers that are given a moment's rest, true rest already. Here below, our instructors say, to yield myself to the Lord, to work by His Spirit in me. Of themselves they cannot, of themselves they do not. Even though He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But of themselves they remain working, laboring, to pay for their own sin and laboring themselves to come into that blessed communion. Until when? Until they have no more strength to labor. Until they faint in their labors. Until they are given to see that all their labors, they are of no avail. And then the Lord shows them His labors. And then the Lord shows them His work. And then the Lord gives them to yield themselves unto Him. And then they may say by moments, return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. O congregation, it is time to close. May the Lord give us no rest. May the Lord give us no rest for the sole of our feet until we may come to know something. Oh, the smallest part of that blessed rest that remaineth unto the people of the Lord. Oh, do not despise the commandment of the Lord, but try to keep that Sabbath day holy. Oh, may it be with all of your heart. May the Lord give His blessing unto us, especially on His Sabbath days, when we may also bring His word. Oh, ask Him also for us, that the word that we may bring may also be blessed, that it may be sanctified, boys and girls, also for you. Oh, do you pray also for your minister? Because we have nothing and we are nothing. Everything that can be blessed to your soul, that has to come from above. And everything else, oh, that is of man, and that all shall fall away. Oh, may together the Sabbath days become for us a little oasis in this life, where we may experience that true rest, and that we may also long, and that we may leave this life and enter into that eternal rest. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we cannot give it to ourselves. Lord, we ask of Thee, O give it unto us. Take reasons out of Thyself, out of Thy own good pleasure, to look upon us and our children in mercy, and that Thy Sabbath days, oh, that they may be blessed and sanctified in the midst of us as a congregation, that there may be experienced the Spirit of the Lord to give life from the dead, even upon Thy Sabbath day especially. Wilt Thou give us to keep it holy also in the rest of this day? Wilt Thou be with us in our own homes? Keep us from all sin. Bless also that which we may read to the welfare of our souls, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 51, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Amid the thronging worshipers, Jehovah will I bless. Before my brethren gathered there, His name will I confess. Come, praise Him, ye that fear the Lord, ye children of His grace. With reverence sound His glories forth, and bow before His face. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter number 51.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.